Well, he has an IQ of more than 130 and almost has his second bachelor degree under his belt. Joseph Shepard is also the co-director of the Center for Autism Research, Technology, and Education at the University of Victoria. He is now 42 years old, and he himself was diagnosed with autism less than a decade ago. Tonight, he will be speaking at a special screening of the film A Mother's Courage, Talking Back to Autism, as part of World Autism Day. Joseph Shepard joins me in the studio. Good afternoon.
Good evening, Michael.
Hi there. So what does this day, World Autism Awareness Day, mean for you?
It's a time to take a greater notice of something called autism, which is really meaningful in many different ways. Each person with autism has a unique expression, and there are many people working from therapy to the science aspects to accommodate persons with autism. So it means a lot to a lot of people because there's a lot of roles that people have to play. There's a lot of different expressions in the spectrum. And so it's a celebration of all those things, autism.
Now, you were diagnosed as an adult about 6 years ago. What did that diagnosis mean for you?
It really was a way for me to put my past into a type of perspective where I could really let the identity of autism sink in. I could have a level of compassion for myself instead of pushing myself to function like typically developing people in every single way and being frustrated with myself. I could have a deeper compassion, and I could allow myself to have an autistic expression of my being. And through that, I could learn to grow, to smooth the edges, and to try to develop what I could. And that was really a journey that started then. And it has informed my work through the Autism Center to really start with people to say there's a lot of broken hearts, there's a lot of kind of suffering, there's a lot of struggle, and there's a lot of joys also, and to really take notice of the feelings involved right off the bat before we get into the science of it and what things can be done.
And did it answer a lot of questions for yourself about explaining your life up until that point?
Oh, certainly. I used to joke that I had five forms of brain damage, and I was always having difficulty with idioms, saying the kind of wrong mixed metaphors, and I was having problems taking things literally, and then people, you know, finding that odd or not understanding sarcasm and having feelings hurt and just really struggles on multiple levels of the communication that affected my social relationships, and then these huge kind of ritualistic aspects of my life where I was really felt pinned down by these things, and I was able to start freeing myself from this.
A relief, I guess, in a way, to understand why. Eh?
Yeah, a deep understanding and acceptance of an identity, and I started to become aware of the larger autism community and the kind of family and culture that's growing out of that.
So I must admit that as a person in the public, you hear about autism all the time in a child context, in a youth context. How often are adults diagnosed?
It's actually quite common for adults to be diagnosed, but the what's happened is that the most diagnoses were happening with children. And it was happening, I think the mean age was around five or four. And this started about 15 years ago. And so we have this huge population of younger people with autism. And so the United States CDC, the Center for Disease Control, just upped the prevalence to 1 in 88 children. And so we have this huge population, but they're right now reaching adulthood. And so although there's fewer of us, and it is common for people to be diagnosed later, really this new population is just entering adulthood, and that's why we're trying to change things for them and change their path, because statistically, we haven't been faring so well as a group. And so we hope to just change those kind of facts of life by creating new interventions, new programs, new support for these young people becoming adults. So you'll hear more about young people becoming adults because they're just reaching that age now.
And in terms of science and medicine, is the concentration right now on helping people with autism deal with everyday life, or are people looking for a cure, or is it something that's needing to be cured? Is it just how does the profession, the medical profession, look at autism?
It's interesting. I mean, there's so many groups and they're doing so many different things. So there's people working on specific interventions. There's people that are working on medical interventions. And there's things like our CART Autism Center that works by enabling people by providing tools for different minds. And so that what we're doing is we're trying to really enable where we're at one time there were things kind of holding back, like language barriers and emotional processing barriers and not being able to see in a person's face the message. And we're trying to allow them to overcome those barriers through kind of mediated technology. And there are other people trying to use things like weighted vests and these kind of things to help calm this stimming process, which is called stereotypy. And it's many people around persons with autism see that they're just highly sensitive to their environment and they're needing kind of self-stimulation to kind of balance themselves. And so that comes out in all kinds of behaviors, from hand flapping to kind of, hugging themselves and touching different objects. And really, we're trying to bring people out of that by creating a calmer environment for them, creating more support structures around them, and then enabling them to reach out of that and to have larger levels of communication. So in our adult programs, we're working on writing as a vehicle for communication, because a lot of persons with autism, and it's reflected in the movie that's tonight at moviemondays.ca, that writing is an incredibly powerful thing for many nonverbal people with autism and also people that struggle with communication, because it's a way to really bring people in and involved in our social realm fully.
So you mentioned the movie. What will you be discussing with the audience tonight in Victoria?
I'm going to be speaking a lot of things about the movie. I think that one is to recognize that the power of a mother or father that gets fully involved with a child with autism, and that really the book isn't written about what they can do. And this is a story of a woman that goes around the world with a son, Kelly. Her name is Margaret. And she meets with some of the big luminaries like Simon Baron Cohen and Temple Grandin, but she settles on someone named Soma Mukhopadhyay, and with a program called HALO, which again is this idea that persons with autism often need prompting, because they have a hard time initiating reciprocity. And so they need prompting through tasks, prompting through discussions. And so Soma reaches out through writing and prompting to initiate a dialogue with Kelly. And so I'm going to be talking about writing. I'm going to be talking about acceptance of persons with autism. I'm going to be talking about autism as a difference and not this kind of cultural construction of being broken or diseased or unhealthy or not normal and all these kind of negatively loaded words, but to celebrate a kind of difference and an acceptance on a different kind of level, and try to remove the talk from differentiating autism as low and high functioning, but see it as kind of one group that we're going to work together. So all our programs for high functioning, we create ones for low functioning as well, because we want to outreach to the whole community.
Well, Joseph, thank you very much for this interview. I appreciate you coming in. I can tell that it is not something that you're 100% comfortable with, but you did a good job. And good luck with the work you're doing and the movie tonight.
Thank you. It's an interesting thing to have headphones on and a microphone on and lights and all these things. But what I've heard through this is a conversation and a dialogue, and that's what I connect to is the words that that are spoken, and I would like a compassionate dialogue to begin, and just reaching out to children with autism, adults with autism, and bringing them into a greater dialogue.
Well, good luck with your work, and good night tonight at the movie.
Thank you.
Looking for more CBC podcasts? Go to cbc.ca/podcasting/podcasting/podcasting/podcasting.